Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hollywood Scandals is part of the Dark Hollywood Collection in The Reels Files on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes each Thursday. Then go to Reels.com, check the top of the screen, and enter your zip code to find out how you can watch more chilling cases like this when you watch TV. That's R-E-E-L-Z.com for the dark crime series and specials you'll find only on Reels Channel.
Lindsay Lohan is train wreck television at its finest.
Lindsay Lohan went from promising child star...
It wasn't that hard. It came pretty easily.
...to an out-of-control party girl.
Have as much fun as long as you can, you know what I mean? Yeah. Only live once.
Lindsay took that ball and rolled with it. Straight to hell.
Every outrageous act became a tabloid headline.
She didn't show up to work. She was late. She was disrespectful.
In her pocket was a small amount of cocaine.
Lindsay turned her life into nonstop scandal, which may prove the hardest habit to break.
There is that beast in her that is so self-destructive, and that's the problem.
She could have been one of the most beloved, talented actresses of our generation, and she blew it.
August 2013. The Venice Film Festival. Director Paul Schrader and the cast of his new movie, The Canyons, stand before the media. But missing in action is the film's star, Lindsay Lohan.
She was supposed to be here today. She said she would be, but she's not.
Lindsay's blow-off is yet another embarrassing episode in a once promising career. Young, beautiful, talented. Lindsay Lohan was Hollywood's it girl with seemingly unlimited potential.
If you can do it, why not do it, you know what I mean?
But today, she is more famous for her rap sheet than her movie credits.
When I think of Lindsay Lohan, I think of mugshot, mugshot, mugshot.
She's the poster child for screw-ups.
No longer does she sell her talent. Instead, Lindsay sells her own failings, giving us an inside look into her addictions and absurd acts of entitlement.
Lindsay Lohan had told them that she was above the law, that she was a celebrity, and nothing could happen to her.
You throw the addiction in there, and you have somebody who's totally out of control.
Lindsay developed a nonstop need for chaos, and her shocking co-conspirators and role models are Lindsay's own parents.
That's more important than any reason.
Michael had some stints in prison. He was arrested for drunk driving.
Even her mother, Dina, was going into these clubs with her and getting wasted with her.
I love you.
Everyone is feeding off one thing, and that is Lindsay Lohan.
When scandal is your only currency, finding sobriety doesn't pay the bills. But being a train wreck does.
She has been to court, convicted of more offences, jailed more times, and spent more time in rehab than any other Hollywood star of her age.
I'm not taking this as a joke. It's my life.
December 1984, New York. Michael Lohan will never forget how a bottle of champagne made him crash into Dina Sullivan.
I had come home for a Christmas party to a place called the Surf Club. Ordered a bottle of champagne for my friends, and we wanted to leave. So I hid it under my jacket, and we were walking out, and someone walked in and hit my arm. And the Dom Perignon fell out and went all over the place, and I went down to pick it up, and we bumped heads, literally, and it was Dina. And that's how it all started.
22-year-old Dina dances in stage musicals, while 24-year-old Michael battles as a trader in the high-pressure world of Wall Street.
I loved working on the floor of the commodity exchange with all the energy and the screaming and yelling. Some people just can't sit back and live a laid-back life.
The couple moves fast, deciding to tie the knot in a matter of months.
When we were engaged, we found out she was pregnant. That kind of sealed the deal for us.
On July 2nd, 1986, Dina gives birth to Lindsay D. Lohan. And a year later, a son, Michael Jr. The pressures of raising two small children quickly cause problems for the young couple.
Marriage between Dina and Michael was always volatile. There was a lot of fighting. There was rumors that he was violent towards Dina, that he, was an alcoholic.
Michael admits using cocaine during this period. Dina later claims that her husband once punched her in the face, and on another occasion, raped her while they were temporarily estranged. Michael disputes the reports. Meanwhile, young Lindsay has a front row seat to the drama.
I think from the get-go, she was embroiled in a very, very unhealthy, dysfunctional family.
While Michael works in the city, Dina teaches dance and has dreams bigger than raising a family.
Dina Lohan is the glamorous mom and comes from a past where she tried to get herself out into the entertainment world.
One of the classic sort of Hollywood parent dynamics is the parent may have often made kind of a failed effort at stardom, and then they have a child who's a talent, and they put everything into that kid.
Dina finds an opportunity to live out her broken dream when New York's Ford modeling agency decides to sign young Lindsay.
She was adorable. She had that smile. She had the cute little dimples.
I just started going out on commercials just because I really enjoyed it, and I was comfortable in front of the cameras.
As Dina shuttles Lindsay to a constant stream of auditions and shoots, Michael's frantic job on Wall Street comes to an end. In 1990, he is investigated for insider trading and goes to federal prison for 3 years on a contempt charge. Dina and Michael keep the truth from their kids.
Well, they kind of thought that Dad was like in a college kind of thing. We called it college. They didn't realize it was jail.
Lindsay Lohan is having to live this back and forth existence of seeing her father, but not having him be a daily part of her life, which is so critical for a child.
In 1993, Michael returns from prison to discover that Lindsay is a hot commodity.
The calls kept coming and the auditions and, flying all over the place. We were never prepared for that.
By the time she was like under 10 years old, she had booked 60 national commercials. The camera loved her. Lindsay wanted to be an actress. That's all she wanted to do. And she wanted to be in the spotlight.
In 1997, the 11-year-old gets her big break when she beats out hundreds of young girls to star in a remake of a Disney classic.
The casting call for The Parent Trap. Dina couldn't go, so I went out there for the screen test. And when I saw her perform in that, I was just overwhelmed. I couldn't believe it.
It wasn't that hard. It came pretty easily.
The Parent Trap was really an amazing role for such a young actress for her first movie because she had to play two roles. She had to play both twins, and one was sassier and funnier and more outspoken, and the other was a little quieter and more refined.
I like both characters.
Lindsay trades the chaos of her home life for the chaos of a major film production.
Lindsay left school to film The Parent Trap, and they filmed all over the place. I mean, this was an international production. They were in London, they were in New York, California.
But for Lindsay, it's a perfect fit.
When I was younger, I would, sit down and pray every night so that I could be in a movie, and it's finally come true.
During the final weeks of shooting in Los Angeles, Lindsay suddenly becomes ill. When Michael gets the news back in New York, he makes a decision that will rock the family once again.
She came down with a bad asthma attack, and Dina was panicking, so was Lindsay, and they wanted me out there. So I said to my probation officer, listen, I have to go to L.A. And he said, no, I can't allow you to go. I said, well, I'm going. I visited her in the hospital. They released her. Then I was bringing her to the set, and they came out here and arrested me and gave me another year in jail. And she was with me when it happened. We've discussed it over the years. We kind of even laughed about it at times, but we try to make light of things like that. It's hard, though.
Lindsay Lohan's so-called normal from childhood
was never normal. For her, a life of ups and downs, unstable parents, very fickle work schedule, all of that was sort of her normal.
With Michael back in prison, Dina steps up to play an even bigger role in Lindsay's life.
Dina was her manager from the very beginning. She even had Lindsay sign a contract during the parent trap, which I didn't know about, which made her her manager for eternity. Lindsay wasn't making much money. When she did the parent trap, she got $100,000 for it, and all that money goes into trust until she was 18 years old. Dina took her 20% for her commission, but Lindsay was never able to touch that large sum.
The parent trap proves to be a box office smash.
It was so successful, they gave her a three-picture deal at Disney. And she wanted to do another feature film, and it was taking a little time till they found one. So she did Life Size and Get a Clue.
The 16-year-old Long Island teenager achieves her dream of becoming a Hollywood star. And for a while, acting is an escape and a place where Lindsay thrives. In 2003, she receives a reported $500,000 to star in the big screen comedy Freaky Friday with Jamie Lee Curtis.
I want to be like her when I'm older. I don't want to be full of myself or anything like that because it's unattractive.
The movie's success proves that Lindsay is no flash in the pan.
It really got the attention of the bigwigs in Hollywood, and they thought, we might have something here.
Lindsay's growing clout earns her the lead role in the Paramount film Mean Girls, as well as a $1 million payday. Soon, 17-year-old Lindsay decides to relocate to California, leaving her parents and siblings behind.
Dina told me Lindsay was going to stay in L.A., and I said, what are you talking about? She's going to stay in L.A. I said, who's going to be with her?
Lindsay has already picked a roommate, fellow teen star Raven Simone. But the two soon disagree over what kind of place to rent.
Raven has said to Lindsay, I want the smaller apartment because I don't want to have a place where people can come over all the time. And Lindsay said, no, I need people over all the time. So this is someone who always needed the chaos around her, always needed people around, always needed to know where the party was at, what was happening.
She doesn't like being alone, and I can understand why. And there's abandonment issues. When I went to jail, she felt she was alone.
Lindsay Lohan is ready to go Hollywood and live life on her terms.
I don't want to grow up too fast, but there's not hurtful to do other things.
Exhaustion is the key word for I got too effed up last night and I couldn't make it to the set.
July 2006. A letter exposing Lindsay Lohan's outrageous behavior on the set of the film Georgia Rule goes viral.
The producer of a movie she's currently filming says she's partying too much and it's affecting her work.
Rumors swirl about what Lindsay is more interested in, acting or partying. In the spring of 2004, Lindsay Lohan's latest film, the high school-themed Mean Girls, is released to rave reviews.
She was there with newcomers like Amanda Seyfried. There was Rachel McAdams. It was written by Tina Fey. But Lindsay was definitely the star of Mean Girls.
That movie was a huge hit. Suddenly, she's on the cover of 17. She's hosting Saturday Night Live.
Lindsay's new star status grants the 17-year-old instant access to Hollywood's A-list nightclubs.
Have as much fun as long as you can, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Only live once.
She's young, she's beautiful, she's rich, she's famous, and she walked straight down the path of the Hollywood nightclub scene. She's with her little trio of Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian, etc.
Lindsay took that ball and rolled with it straight to hell.
As a parent, you have to let them go a little bit, and when she went out to Los Angeles, you know, I had to let her go and live and fall and fail and survive. Without failure, there's no success.
Lindsay's behavior seems to echo that of her parents.
We were in Toronto, and Dean had ordered drinks, and when she went to the bathroom, the kid said, Daddy, don't let Mommy order drinks. She wouldn't drink every day, but when she drank, she went over the edge. She was a binge drinker.
If you grow up with addiction or alcoholism in the house, not only do you have it in your genes, but you also have it in a learned behavior because that's what you see.
Given that she had a mother with an alcohol abuse disorder, This is a disaster waiting to happen.
Meanwhile, back on Long Island, the Lohan family's battle with drugs and alcohol is about to boil over.
I smelled something burning, and I thought it was the heater for the pool, so I went around back, and I caught Dina's brother smoking crack. And I said, get off my property. Her brother came and swung at me, and I put him in a coma. And that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Her family said, either it's Michael or it's us. And she had the money now. She didn't need me, so she chose them.
After 19 years of ups and downs, turmoil, and estrangement, Dina files for divorce. The breakup of her parents' volatile marriage throws Lindsay's world into turmoil.
The divorce was the biggest thing in her life. She started to use after the divorce, so we had a big part of that.
The emotional cracks begin to show in Lindsay's appearance.
There's rumors that she has an eating disorder. There's rumors that she's drinking too much, that she's even doing drugs at this point, and she denies it all.
I'm very honest, and I'm an open book, and I'm aware that my life is going to be out there, and it's flattering that people are that interested in me.
When her parents divorced, it could have impacted Lindsay in so many ways. She may have felt like, well, did I not keep this ship running well enough? How much of this is, in fact, my fault? How was this going to affect me?
As the daughter of dysfunctional parents, Lindsay's ill-equipped to cope with their disintegrating marriage. She tries by filling every minute of every day.
I can be in a lot of places at once. I'm constantly thinking about 10 different things. So I can be on my cell phone and then get right into character and they can start rolling. So that's just how I am.
In late 2004, she shoots the movie Herbie Fully Loaded, plus records an album at night and hits the clubs. The movie set was once Lindsay's only stable environment, but now her problems offset are having an impact.
She would come to work late, or she wouldn't show up, or she would stay out partying a little too long, and she even shut down production at one point because she was hospitalized for exhaustion.
Oh, exhaustion. That is the key word for I got effed up last night and I couldn't make it to the set.
In 2005, Lindsay is shooting her next movie, Just My Luck in New Orleans, when everything comes to a crashing halt. Michael finds out his 18-year-old daughter has overdosed on cocaine.
I was up in New York, and I got a phone call one night that there was a problem with Lindsay on the set. I was panicking, so I sat at my friend's restaurant. I had three Irish coffees. I drank those three Irish coffees, racing to the airport, and hit a telephone pole doing 80 miles an hour. And they wanted to give me, for my first DWI, 1 1/3 to 4 years in prison.
Michael is sent away for the third time, once again disappearing from his daughter's life when she needs him the most.
Lindsay Lohan lacks any sort of role model for people to give her the kind of structure she needs. And I think it really set her up for what was going to become a real battle with addiction.
But while Lindsay's personal life is in turmoil, her career is still soaring. She gets a reported $7.5 million to star in her 10th big screen movie, director Gary Marshall's dramatic comedy, Georgia Rule.
It's a pretty big film. I mean, it's got Jane Fonda in it. It's got Felicity Huffman. It's a pretty decent role.
This is supposed to be the next movie since Mean Girls that's going to show that she still has the star power and that she can hang with the big boys in Hollywood.
But Lindsay is no longer the reliable it girl. She's in a downward spiral, and the media begins to notice.
I was an undercover investigative reporter hanging out with a bunch of the paparazzi on the beach in Malibu, and this was the summer of private house parties. And there's Lindsay going in and out of the bathroom every 5 to 10 minutes. You could sometimes visually see some white. Pretty clear that it was cocaine.
As the tabloids start reporting Lindsay's drug abuse, Dina Lohan comes to L.A. to visit. But instead of helping her daughter, Dina decides to join the party.
The problem is, Dina wanted to be in the tabloids too. Dina didn't want the fame to go away. Dina loved every minute of Lindsay's fame because it made her famous too.
Dina was going into these clubs with her and getting wasted with her.
Instead of pulling back, Lindsay continues to dig herself a bigger hole. She misses shooting days, again claiming exhaustion. But this time, no one's buying what Lindsay is selling.
Lindsay's not very clever in covering her tracks. She's followed 24/7. There's no way she can go out and get away with it.
They know everywhere you go and everything you do, and it's weird.
She didn't show up to work. She was late. She was disrespectful. The head of Morgan Creek Productions, who made the film, wrote an open letter to Lindsay that basically told her, you're not famous enough to be doing this. There is no reason why we have to keep you in this production. You're costing us tons of money. I won't stand for this.
If she had enough strength and energy to go partying, then she should have enough strength and energy to go to work.
In May 2007, Georgia Rule opens in theaters with a resounding thud. Lindsay gets most of the blame.
It should have been embarrassing to her. She should have been humiliated, but she wasn't.
There are no problems.
It fed her being in the spotlight. I mean, I think that there are a lot of addicts who, just thrive on the publicity, especially actors. Whether it's negative or positive, everyone wants a piece of them.
It's something that you aspire to have coming into the industry. When you act, you want to be in magazines. You want people to know you are, and I don't know what life would be without it.
It's the beginning of what happened. What is going on? Is Lindsay worth all that we've been putting behind her because she can't deliver now?
But those closest to the actress are ready to cash in on the drama.
It's a great experience to be on the other side. To have the mic is a very powerful thing.
I know Michael personally. He has good intentions at heart. But behind all of that remains the one thing, the meal ticket, and that is Lindsay Lohan.
If you like what you're hearing, check out The Dark Side of Hollywood on Reel's channel. You'll find real stories of celebrity icons on Autopsy, like Anthony Bourdain and Aretha Franklin, whose lives were cut short, plus others whose lives were changed forever by fame. Reel's is also your go-to for real crime and chilling views into the minds of serial killers. Find Reel's on your TV at Reel's.com. That's Reelz.com. Then, check the top of the screen and enter your zip code to find Reels in your area.
July 2007, Santa Monica, California. A panic-stricken driver calls 911.
Now we're being followed by a GMC. The gentleman jumped out of the car.
And what did he do?
Oh my God, sir, they're following us. We need help.
Behind the wheel, chasing the frightened driver, is one of the most famous celebrities in the world. Lindsay Lohan.
Lately, Lindsay Lohan's box office performance has not been that great.
Following an avalanche of bad press regarding her outrageous behavior on the set of the box office bomb Georgia Rule, movie studios start backing away from Lindsay Lohan.
She really, really put herself in a bad situation. There were no well-known directors that were willing to take her on, yet she was still given chances.
Lindsay lands a starring role in the psychological thriller I Know Who Killed Me. She makes the calculated decision to go to rehab to save face.
I think I was being a bit ignorant towards the fact that maybe I should not go out all the time. Maybe I should rest. Maybe I should start to grow up and take care of myself.
She left the movie set to do this outpatient rehab facility where she was still able to film the movie and work on the movie, which probably wasn't the best idea because she wasn't able to really focus on the problems at hand.
If rehab is just a PR stunt to show Hollywood that Lindsay is still in the game, then Dina Lohan sees a golden opportunity. In an effort to kickstart her own TV career, Dina takes a gig with Entertainment Tonight. She invades her daughter's rehab with a camera crew for an exclusive report.
It's a great experience to be on the other side. To have the mic is a very powerful thing.
This is not a mother being a mother. This is likely making Lindsay Lohan feel like there was no ground under her feet.
You don't want to get someone in treatment to go on air. I mean, it's not the right thing to do. But if that was a way for her to launch her career, it was a pretty horrible way to do it.
The stint in rehab has little effect on Lindsay. After both the treatment and film wrap up, she returns right back into party mode.
Lohan ran her Mercedes-Benz convertible off of Beverly Hills Road early Saturday morning.
May 2007, Lindsay got arrested for the first time after she crashed her Mercedes while on this alcohol, possibly cocaine-fueled bender.
This promising actress, she's now become a news item.
Officers tracked Miss Lohan to the local hospital where she was ultimately placed under arrest.
This isn't about her talent. It's about a girl that's gone off the rails.
Lindsay lands back in rehab, her second stint in 5 months. And almost on cue, her parents' messy divorce takes center stage.
The mother of actress Lindsay Lohan is battling it out again with her ex-husband. The dispute caused a media frenzy at the courthouse.
With Lindsay's parents creating more drama and more headlines, the actress is reaching her emotional limits.
One of Lindsay's poor, probably overworked and underpaid assistants, you know, quits. And Lindsay's not too pleased about this.
She hijacks a car. Three guys, she was partying with them, takes command of this GMC Yukon, and they're following a car that they think is the assistant's car.
Therein ensues some sort of car chase. She has a suspended license, she's under the influence, and she's driving around recklessly pursuing this woman.
According to accounts of those that were with her, Lindsay Lohan had told them that it was okay to do that, that she was above the law, that she was a celebrity, and nothing could happen to her.
The intoxicated star doesn't realize the car she's chasing is being driven not by the assistant, but by the woman's mother.
Oh my God, sir, they're following us. We need help.
Where are you?
911 advised her to start moving towards the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium and the adjacent police department.
When the car chase comes to an end, it's flashing police lights instead of flashbulbs that greet Lindsay.
Police come. She blows a 0.13 alcohol and she's arrested immediately and put into the holding tank at the Santa Monica jail.
Also in her pocket was a small amount of cocaine.
I think everyone was hoping that she realized that the partying had gone a little too far and that she had an addiction and she needed to take care of it. And I think now that we see her with a mugshot, America's like, wow, this girl has a lot of problems.
As her personal life makes front page news, Lindsay's career continues its downward spiral.
I don't want to be known for what club I'm at.
2 days after her arrest, I Know Who Killed Me is released in theaters.
The movie bombed, she bombed, she ended up making a disaster of yet another opportunity.
What is all this going to do to her career as a whole?
Well, her career will need an overhaul just as she needs an overhaul right now.
While Lindsay's parents continue to stir up publicity,
she hasn't gotten help for her addiction yet. She doesn't make the right decisions.
And with two upcoming DUI court cases, Lindsay tries to change course. She voluntarily enters the luxurious Cirque Lodge Treatment Center in Utah for her third try at rehab. And for $15,000, Lindsay's father is ready, willing, and able to inject himself into his daughter's latest drama.
He's so charismatic and such a sweet guy, but he also needs money. He approached me and the magazine I was working at to see if I would be interested in doing some set-up shots that look candid, but they're unposed, and Lindsay would know nothing about them. And there were these kumbaya moments, and she had no idea she was being taken by her dad.
Absolutely not. No. They were all over the place. As a matter of fact, when we found out one of the pictures were taken, I found out who the guy was. He actually rented a house across the street with a view and waited and waited. All of our visits were inside. There was one time that Lindsay and I went outside, and that's because I had to take a phone call. And we were sitting out there, and we took a walk into the Rose Garden. That's the only picture they got.
I know Michael personally. He is genuinely a person who on the surface has good intentions at heart. But behind all of that remains the one thing, the meal ticket, and that is Lindsay Lohan.
But Lindsay is facing an even bigger problem. Hollywood studios are fed up with her behavior and label her as uninsurable.
Being uninsured in Hollywood is a death warrant. She's too much of a risk for any director, for any producer, or any Hollywood studio to say, we're going to bank on this star.
With her career skidding to a halt, Lindsay turns to her personal life to feed her need for chaos and scandal.
When Lindsay started dating Samantha Ronson, I could not believe it.
The two were probably as bad an influence on each other as anyone could be.
July 2008. 2010. Lindsay Lohan stands inside a courtroom, giving the performance of her life as she tries desperately to stay out of jail.
I don't want you to think that I don't respect you and your terms, because I really did think that I was doing what I was supposed to do, and I mean that with all my heart.
Every Lindsay Lohan step, stumble, and fall, whether private or public, seems to be tailor-made for the TV cameras. In 2007, Lindsay Lohan has been arrested twice for DUIs. Now, she must face the judge.
Lindsay, were you really drinking?
At the courthouse, Lindsay's arrivals mirror a Hollywood premiere. She struts inside as if walking a red carpet.
She would pull up in her shiny black car. What was Lindsay wearing this time? Was she wearing a bra? It was free publicity for Lindsay Lohan. And everyone forgot about the fact that she was going to court to be reprimanded.
In some ways, she became a strange morph of her father and her mom and all of her drinking and wanting attention. She literally became her parents.
Facing up to 6 months jail time for the first DUI and a year for the second, Lindsay's attorney negotiates a deal. The actress pleads guilty to misdemeanor cocaine use and driving under the influence. The movie star is sentenced to 3 years probation and just one day behind bars.
Lindsay gets to jail. She spends 84 minutes in jail before being released due to overcrowding.
She barely had time to put on her jumpsuit. And that probably was the worst thing for her because she didn't really learn her lesson.
In this country, there are two tiers of justice. There is justice for you and I, and then Hollywood justice, celebrity justice.
If the jail is overcrowded, then they're going to be serving just a small portion of their time.
Like most celebrities, her punishment amounts to a slap on the wrist. And Lindsay jumps back once again into party mode.
I think for Lindsay, her biggest addiction is chaos. And I think she thrives off it. She likes being in the center of the drama. She likes inviting people into her life who can, like, simulate her with this chaos.
She soon finds an unexpected new companion.
Samantha Ronson is a party girl in L.A. She's a DJ. Her sister, Charlotte Ronson, the fashion designer. It started out pretty innocently. This was just someone that Lindsay was hanging out with.
The first time I realized that Samantha and Lindsay were really serious was when Lindsay moved into Samantha's apartment. It was pretty clear that they were a couple. When you're having 2 a.m. throwing suitcases full of clothes out the window, those are lover quarrels. That isn't roommate quarrels, I don't think.
Lindsay's new relationship keeps her in the headlines and surprises both her family and the public.
Trying to see Lindsay and another girl together, it just threw everything sort of out of the ballpark for us. I could not believe it.
She had boyfriends all of her life. She loved boys. But when people are going through the stages in their life, they're lost. She was very vulnerable.
Lindsay brings the same old baggage to her new relationship. Just like her parents, the couple invite chaos in at every opportunity and in full view of the cameras.
Samantha was in an addictive love relationship with Lindsay. They were both kind of addicted to drama and to each other.
Lindsay's relationship with Samantha Ronson was as dysfunctional as her life was, and not surprisingly, the two would often fight openly and publicly.
Samantha, don't do this. Open the door.
And were probably as bad an influence on each other as anyone could be.
Tell you about Samantha Ronson. What do they say? If you don't have anything good to say about someone, don't say anything at all. So I think this is a pretty short conversation.
Ladies, right this way.
In a scandal that will make front page news, people suspect Samantha is taking advantage of Lindsay in an all too familiar way.
I get a call from a paparazzi who's a personal friend. He said, I've just taken pictures of Lindsay Lohan completely passed out with her mouth hanging open and her face looking gray and dry with Samantha behind the wheel.
I came to find out that the picture of Lindsay on the New York Post on the front page was sold by Samantha. Lindsay was actually out with her and she drove around till Lindsay actually fell asleep in the car, pulled up to a gas station, called the press and had it taken. Nice.
The on-again, off-again relationship plays out in the media, before Lindsay gets the boot for good in 2010.
You've got to think that things have got pretty bad when your ex files a restraining order against you. This is a girl who's clearly had enough.
But Lindsay quickly finds new sources for the drama she so desperately craves. That July, she faces a judge to answer charges she skipped court-ordered alcohol education classes. But when Lindsay stands to address the court, the actress gives arguably her best performance in years.
I wasn't missing the classes just hang out or do anything like that. I was working mostly in Morocco, the trip. I was working with children. It wasn't a vacation. It wasn't some sort of a joke.
The judge said, no excuse this time. Bang, it got real.
Defendant was ordered to spend 30 days in jail on the reckless driving case, 30 days in jail on the first DUI case consecutive, and 30 days in jail on the second DUI case consecutive. That's 90 days in jail.
It's almost shock to her that she's finally found someone who said no to her. And she doesn't like it.
How will she ever recover from
as if Lindsay Lohan didn't have it bad
have to
enough?
Do a substantial amount of jail time.
With her once hefty bank account dwindling, Lindsay comes up with a surefire way to another payday.
She decided to contact a very small paparazzi agency and said, look, I want 10 grand in cash. You can get the only exclusive shots of me getting into the SUV limo being driven to jail. It was set up.
This time, it's Lindsay selling herself out. Once again, Lindsay's jail sentence is reduced to just 2 weeks due to overcrowding, and she is soon free and ready for more drama.
She was driving the director crazy.
It wasn't fun for me. I'm not going back to that.
She single-handedly destroys every opportunity she's given. And it's all on camera.
March 2014. Oprah Winfrey's television network premieres a new reality show starring Lindsay Lohan. It's hardly the comeback that some expected.
We all saw exactly what we were afraid to see, that she's not better and that she's not sober and that she's not ready to step back out into the spotlight.
By 2012, Lindsay Lohan's career is in the dumps, and she's eager to get back in the game. 5 years earlier, she commanded more than $7 million a picture, but now accepts $300,000 to play the iconic Elizabeth Taylor in Lifetime's TV movie, Liz and Dick.
Okay, Lindsay, we'll give you another chance here. Let's do this. But that's not drama-free either.
She was talking badly about the director. She was talking badly about the co-star. She was talking badly about the whole experience. Things she felt above a TV movie. And she let that attitude show on the set. And no one appreciated it.
Although the movie gets high ratings, the critics skewer Lindsay's performance.
Addiction over a long period of time will destroy all your natural abilities. Will destroy all your natural creativity, will destroy all the natural things that the universe gave you.
People compared it to a Saturday Night Live skit. Lifetime, I gotta give them credit. Whoever came up with the idea to cast her should get promoted because they got all the press in the world and then some.
But Lindsay is desperate to get back on the big screen. She signs on for the low-budget film The Canyons, which is being helmed by acclaimed filmmaker Paul Schrader, whose credits include writing Taxi Driver and directing American Gigolo.
He saw something in her. He thought that she was right for this role. People are still believing in her. People still want to see her succeed.
But the most compelling drama takes place off screen.
Lindsay didn't even show up on time for the very first read-through that the cast and crew had.
Do you really like movies?
And so Paul Schrader's like, guess what? You are fired. I am not going to let you carry on this way.
Maybe it's just not my thing anymore.
And Lindsay freaks out. In fact, she follows him to his hotel in Beverly Hills and cries in the hallway for 90 minutes.
What happened? I don't understand. What do you mean something happened?
Until he finally relents and says, you know, this is it. Like, you have one last chance.
Thank you. Thank you.
She shows up late again. She tells him she's not going to be there the next day. She tells him she's got other things to plan. She's tired. She needs to meditate. Whatever the hell she needs to do. She's not turning up for work tomorrow.
As the cast and crew struggle through production, Lindsay waits until the film's most dramatic moment, a four-way sex romp, to throw a major tantrum.
She doesn't want to be in the scene, and she doesn't want to take her clothes off, and she hides in the closet and refuses to be a part of it.
I'm going to leave.
And Paul Schrader, who I think at this point is really regretting ever letting Lindsay back on this movie set, takes off all his clothes and says, I will be naked too. I will shoot this scene naked.
Down between the upstairs.
As filming wraps and the movie is being edited, Lindsay's parents suck her into yet another family drama. In October 2012, Michael receives a frantic call from Lindsay, who is in a car with Dina.
She's sobbing on the phone to him. Her mum's drunk. Her mum's been doing cocaine. But little does she know that her dad is recording these messages. Michael knows he's recording them, so he's egging her on. He's encouraging her to say, you know, all these terrible things. Your mum's evil. Your mum's bad. Oh, Lindsay, I love you.
She actually said, Daddy, tape this call. Then the next day, how funny was it that she said she was lying and retracted it. Her mother wasn't doing this and that. Of course, I got a call from Dina, too. Tell him to take that out of the press. I was never doing that. And I said, then why did Lindsay say it? Well, she was lying. She was frustrated. My daughter doesn't lie in a situation like that. She's not going to say that.
A father never should betray his own child like that. But this is a family that thrives on being in the spotlight.
In March 2013, that spotlight shines once again as Lindsay makes her 20th courthouse appearance since 2007.
She's being placed on probation today. You violate your probation, this is it.
Lindsay pleads no contest to lying to police about a previous car accident and agrees to a 90-day stint in rehab. This will be her sixth stay in a treatment center. Michael Lohan generates his own drama outside the courthouse by screaming at his daughter's attorney.
I'm a official representative.
That's more important than
that's
any
why
reason
he's talking here.
No, you let go.
A few months later, Dina Lohan joins the sideshow when she's arrested for a DUI in Long Island. Her license is suspended for a year, and she receives a $3,000 fine.
They were all enabling each other, pretty much pushing each other back into their bad habits and their bad addictions rather than trying to get them help.
If Lindsay Lohan had to live a life without drama, I think she'd feel an emptiness that feels far worse than the chaos that she generally lives.
After rehab, Lindsay checks out in time to promote her hoped-for comeback film, The Canyons. But at the Venice Film Festival premiere, she's a no-show.
I have been a hostage by my own choosing to a very talented but unpredictable actress. She was supposed to be here today. She said she would be, but she's not.
Lindsay does this delightful tweet where she said, thank you for the opportunity, but I must clear this up. I never was contractually obliged to be and promote my film. Well, whether you're contractually obliged or not, you should be there.
But Lindsay is already tied up with a new project. Oprah Winfrey pays Lindsay $2 million to star in her own reality show.
She's got the big O behind her. This is going to be good. She's going to have cameras following her. This is your opportunity, Lindsay, you know, to show the world and prove everybody wrong.
But instead, Lindsay sticks to what she does best.
You saw her being late, shutting down production, not coming down when she's supposed to. She even admits that she loves the chaos.
She single-handedly destroys every single opportunity she's given. And it's all on camera.
Days after the show's March 2014 premiere, the series gets a convenient and almost too good to be true avalanche of publicity. It's a leaked document Lindsay compiled at Betty Ford.
So there's a sex list that came out that shows all of Lindsay's sexual conquests in Hollywood, saying she slept with everyone from Justin Timberlake to Ashton Kutcher. She actually probably should have ripped this up and burned it. But I think it just shows she almost wanted it to get out. It's almost like she wants the chaos and the drama and another reason to be, you know, on the tabloid covers.
But if this is a PR stunt, it has no impact on ratings. Few people seem to care anymore about Lindsay's now too familiar chaotic world. Viewership on the 8-episode series plummets over 50% from premiere to the finale.
I read that the ratings had dropped so low that SpongeBob SquarePants beat her in her time slot. It's tough to be beaten by SpongeBob.
In July 2014, Lindsay Lohan turns 28, marking nearly a decade of generating tabloid headlines.
I mean, we're coming on the 10-year anniversary of Mean Girls. 10 years. And quite honestly, she hasn't done anything else significant in those past 10 years.
Lindsay Lohan and her acting talent, is it gone? When you lose the ability to be real and be truthful to yourself, and everybody can see that on camera, that when you talk, you're lying.
As far as I knew, I was being incompliant with my program.
How can you act well? You're a fake.
She could have won an Oscar. She could have been one of the most beloved, talented actresses of our generation, and she blew it.
Now, it must be pretty exciting just to see yourself on screen.
It's weird. It's a lot of fun, though, but it's definitely, like, something that I never expected, so...
Hollywood Scandals comes from the Dark Hollywood Collection at Reels Channel. To get more like this when you watch TV, go to Reels.com. That's R-E-E-L-Z.com. Check the top of your screen and enter your zip code to find us on your system. You'll also find extras from the latest real crime programs that are only on Reels. Find Hollywood Scandals and its companions on Roku and Fire TV, too.